Namaste, ladies and gentlemen. Today we're going to shine the spotlight jubilantly on one of my supremely talented, astute, perceptive, resourceful, and poised colleagues, Miss Anastasia Young. Anastasia, thank you for joining me and welcome to your spotlight.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I've been looking forward to this session with you. And why so? Some of you may be wondering. Folks, Anastasia is one of those who excels in tough, technical, and nuanced regulatory situations. She's an individual contributor par excellence and a leader in her own right. She's incredibly intelligent and a gifted writer who can compute and analyze complicated data sets and present them in a very cogent manner. And above all, you know what? She never complains, altogether making her an absolute delight to work with. And as I say this, I am acutely aware that I am commenting on a very small fraction of who she is and what she's all about. So let's hear it directly from her. Anastasia, what are your educational and work experience-based backgrounds that have allowed you to be successful in your career thus far?
Thanks, Jay. It's a great first question. So in my past experiences, there's three main things that helped me do my job in med tech and regulatory. Mm-hmm. And the first is the importance of relationships. The second is having strong critical writing skills. Mm-hmm. And the third is having a background in science and medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I've really enjoyed listening to all of these excellent spotlights that you've been doing, because we work with some remarkable people here and we've all come to this point on a different path, very rich and diverse paths here. So for me, that started when my family moved to the U.S. when I was a little girl in 1995. Mm-hmm. We moved from Kyrgyzstan, which is a small country in Central Asia, mm-hmm. And it used to be part of Russia. And it's a very beautiful place, mountains, lakes, lots of outdoor activities. But that experience of moving with my family really taught me the importance of relationships, and I've carried that forward in my professional life. You know, I want people to enjoy what they're doing. I want them to feel successful and confident. I want my team to feel empowered. So all of those things, I think, come not only from my professional background, but also with how important family is.
Mm-hmm.
So the second thing is critical writing skills, and I've had some great teachers in my life. In college, I went to New York University and graduated in 2009, long time ago. But a lot of that time was spent doing a lot of critical writing and expository writing, mm-hmm. And having lots of editing and lots of rework and, you know, 20 drafts of something before you see it reach a stage where you're happy with it. So those writing skills have really helped me with regulatory and med tech, because a lot of what we do are deliverables for regulatory right. bodies and for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to know how to tell a story, I would say.
Right. Yep. How to tell a story. That's key, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And okay, third, background in science and medicine. So mm-hmm. I did not start out with that in college. I always loved learning, but it was an experience after college that got me into clinical medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend, a young woman who was very sick, and helping her made me want to be involved in healthcare. It was such a powerful experience,
mm-hmm.
helping her have a good quality of life and enjoy experiences that other people get to have. So since 2012, I've been kind of in the world of clinical medicine and then more recently transitioned over to regulatory.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was a medical student, and I'm very happy that I had that opportunity mm-hmm. to study medicine. Mm-hmm. But if you know anything about the U.S. medical system, the third year is very grueling. And at the time, I had to make a hard choice, my education on hold, and mm-hmm. focus on my family. Mm-hmm. But I learned a lot and I use that every day. So it's wonderful to see that, you know, no matter how you get to regulatory and med tech, a lot of your past experiences can help you there.
Sure. And there's nothing stopping you from restarting from where you left off in the future, right? Who knows?
Yeah, one of these days, that will be awesome. Yeah. Great.
Absolutely. That's great to hear. So, and you've been in regulatory and clinical for a while, but you've had a very diverse background, both in terms of, you know, before you were in the US to once you came here. I'm sure there's a plethora of experiences there that have molded who you are. And in thinking about that, what are aspects of your work life that came easily to you by virtue of who you are, your experiences, and your technical experiences thus far? And what are some of the aspects that you've had to work hard to attain?
So I think having a perspective on how a medical device is going to impact patients, that came easily to me because I kind of came from that world.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, I had just enough basic science background to keep up with the technology, which was also wonderful.
Well, you'll be modest when you say just enough, but because I know you. But anyway,
I mean, you could spend your whole life learning biotechnology and biochemistry,
true.
Right? True. So nobody's truly an expert.
So true. That is very, very true. Yeah.
But I think some of the things I've worked on is understanding the business perspective that goes along with that, and how to help our clients and grow professionally as well. So I think our strategies are constantly evolving. We're on the cutting edge of med tech. And that makes it really exciting to work in this industry because you work with a lot of really smart, great people. And we're not always in agreement, but everything that we do intellectually and professionally helps us get better as a team. So I would say some of the things that I've learned along the way are just to have patience and keep forging ahead and have trust in the process.
Great to hear. What keeps you going? What spurs you on? What are examples of some achievements that you remain proud about every day?
So as a person, personally, the relationships I have with friends and family, the path that life has put me on coming to the US, these awesome experiences I've had in medicine and coming to RQM, I'm really excited to work at this company every day because of the people that I get to see on a daily basis. There's so much talent and intelligence all around. My team is really fun to work with as well. And I'm constantly learning from my peers. So day in and day out, it continues to be, I would say, the relationships that keep me going.
All right. Listen, I realize you're still relatively green in your career, but you've had diverse experiences. What would your advice be for some of the newbies in clinical research, or for that matter, anybody starting a career afresh?
It's so exciting to start something new. I think that those first steps that you take can seem so monumental, and you're growing so much week to week and month to month initially. Then you get to this point eventually where those little achievements, there's been so many already that you don't even appreciate them anymore. So I would say anyone who's starting out with something new, keep your ears open, listen to the people around you, have patience that you're not always going to get everything right initially, but you're going to get better and the processes will improve as well. And I know
we never get anything right, but anyway, we'll keep that a secret.
Yeah, you get used to not getting anything right. That gets easier too. And I think knowing a lot about regulatory is so important. So for me, I didn't have as much of a background in that. And there was some great programs out there. So I did this master's at Northeastern, which is part-time in the evenings. And you can do it as a working professional if you want to get more involved or understand the industry more. Following the RQM shows, for example, there is a lot of experience at this company. And hearing what our leaders are saying about the industry and changes in the European Union and the United States, you can learn a lot from that and get a lot of motivation and inspiration that way as well.
Well, that's great. You know, I feel like you've been restrained because for Everything that you pointed out, I feel like there are reams of experience behind it, but of course we don't have all of that time. But that said, you know, it's wonderful to hear about the cornerstones of what makes you and what keeps you going. Personally, I admire your abilities, especially your mental calm and evenness of temper in any situation. I've been witness to your consistently high quality of work whenever we've interacted. The vibe about you is that of someone who's quietly confident of one's abilities, and I am doubly confident that you will make high value contributions in anything that you choose to pursue. Regulatory, clinical, or tomorrow if you go back to med school and pursue that path, or something altogether different. I want to say thank you for all the meaningful contributions that you've made over time, both at RQM Plus and prior to that. I wish you all the very best for all that is to follow. And above all, thank you for who you are and for all that you bring to the table every day. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Dave.